way.
Good day, tokers and tokettes, and non-toking lovers of liberty. Radical Russ here, backstage at the main stage of Seattle Hemp Fest. And we've run into my fellow cannabis radio host, Nurse Heather. How you doing, Nurse Heather?
I am doing wonderful. How are you doing, Russ? This is a fun event I've never been to before.
This is your
fancy
first...
seeing you here, sir.
Yes, your first Seattle Hemp Fest, really?
Yes, it is.
Wow, how did you manage to make it all these years without hitting Hemp Fest?
You know, I've been asking myself that all day. How did I miss this one? I go to everything else and I haven't made it to Hemp Fest. I guess I saved the best because it's the 25th anniversary. It's really incredible. So my girl, Nurse Lisa, just finished up on stage and I even teared up a little bit. Aww. I had some emotion going on.
It's always nice to see protégés that are doing well.
It's wonderful.
So good news with Nurse Heather is on CannabisRadio.com, and I've seen you at numerous events across the country, both in green states and not so green states. How is your message resonating across the country? Do you think people are finally getting it?
You know, they are. They're getting it on their own. They're getting it with help. You know, I always say that knowledge is the key and education is really what's going to move this thing continually. And even as the informed, I'm beginning to realize how little we really know. So, you know, even talking about rescheduling, and if the rescheduling would have happened, we could have had more research so we could have known more about the plant. And, you know, just having these discussions, it's bringing up a lot of questions. So I think you come to answers and your message gets more in depth when there's just all that information that's out there that we just don't know about yet. So it's exciting to know what you don't know until you know it or something like that.
I'm glad you bring that up because on our side, there's, you know, we are so quick to jump on the prohibitionists and their reefer madness. Sometimes we're a little reticent to get on our own, you know, misgivings or false assumptions that need to be corrected. For example, for the longest time, we thought, let's get it rescheduled from Schedule 1 to Schedule 2. Over the past couple of years, people have thought, well, now hold on, maybe that's not such a good thing. So thank you for bringing that up.
You know, I really look at plants like cannabis as something that should be descheduled. I mean, right. It's nature. What we're looking at, though, that's interesting pharmaceutically, is they are coming on board. They're coming out, you know. Even the big pharma is looking at what's going on here. And I've heard that they're looking to combine the opiate with the cannabinoid medications and create more in-depth. And you know what? Those medications need to be scheduled in some way.
Yeah.
I do believe that. But cannabis, the plant, hemp, the plant, it doesn't need to have a schedule. We need to deschedule.
Right.
So
I often
I'll
ask,
fight on that, you know, that corner.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, I've got a guy out here asking for it.
Yeah. Send him on in. we're doing it live, folks. We're doing it live. So, I often, you know, ask, you know, what schedule does aloe vera belong in? What schedule does, you know, chamomile belong
basil,
in?
Basil, yeah.
What schedule does basil belong in? These are plants, and one of the things I've been saying lately about this rescheduling that didn't happen, and I predicted wouldn't, is that we're trying to fit a leaf-shaped rug through a pill-shaped hole.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the FDA is just not set up to evaluate plants. We might as well be asking blind people about rainbows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a really good... What would a blind person say about rainbows?
I don't know.
You took me down a path. rabbit hole.
So yeah. You're speaking later today, I understand?
I will be speaking. I get my 5 minutes of fame. I've heard it called a couple of times now. So I'll get up there, and I'm just going to talk about whatever comes to mind, but I think it's going to have a little something to do with unity.
Yeah.
And talking about, you know, we've got to unify within ourselves because there's no room for backbiting or infighting or any of this,
right. You
know, shit talking maybe that's going on just even within our community. So I'd like to see us unite because I think that we should fight to unite. It's going to get us a lot further.
Especially as we're just in the very beginnings of legalization happening, and we're very vulnerable at this point to every bit of bad news that could possibly happen, right? Because the prohibitionists are waiting for, you know, we told you when we legalized this would happen. And so we got to unite and make sure that we're putting our best foot forward in legalization.
Well, and we really need to step up. I know that there's an issue even here in Washington where, you know, the medical program is so-called being done away with. And in spite of or because of adult use. And that's that. I really feel like that's something we should be talking about, because I believe that even in the midst of this, we need to not tax patients in the same way that we do someone that's looking for a great weekend.
Yeah, and they're even doing that in California with the Adult Use of Marijuana Act, adding a tax to patients that is unnecessary. It's my hope that we get enough development that the price comes down so much that maybe that tax doesn't make so much of a hit on, pardon the pun, on the purchase. But we'll have to see how that works out.
Well, let's do it again. Let's find out what's going on. So who are you going to be talking to, Russ? Can I ask you that?
Sure.
Can I flip the script?
Absolutely.
A bit?
We've got all sorts of vendors and speakers and people coming up here to interview on Cannabis Radio. I've got a schedule here that is just packed with people. And so I can't even tell you off the top of my head, but next we got Chris Gagnon, and then Chris Farrell, and then Ed Rosenthal, the Guru of Ganja, stopping by. A whole bunch of people. So I'm here literally all day. Aaron Pelly, one of the Northwest Marijuana Law guys. Allison Drayson's going to be
here.
Oh,
I love Allison.
Martin Lee.
Oh, I saw Martin just a little while
CBD,
ago.
Right?
Yep.
So that's just today. And then I'll be here for, see, Nurse Heather's speech.
Oh, I'm speaking, yeah, at
5:40. I'll be recording you.
Yeah.
Better make it good.
Great. I'll come up with something. Hopefully it'll be different than what I've already said. And you're backstage here at Hemp Fest 2016, 20th anniversary.
25th.
25th. What did I say?
20th.
25th.
Yeah, silver.
25th. I think I had you know, dry mouth or
I had
cotton mouth speak come through. I really meant 25th. I had it in my head. So 25th anniversary. And thank you for chatting with me. High
thank
five.
You, Nurse Heather. Nurse Heather with Good News with Nurse Heather on CannabisRadio.com. Check it out. And good luck on your speech later today.
Thank you so much.